أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. This is the chapter 9 of the book In Search of Infinity. The title of the chapter is From Darkness Towards Light. What the caterpillar calls an end, the butterfly calls it a beginning. One of the important sources that we started referring to was Tafsir al-Mizan. I remember that we spent more than a month on just the Tafsir of Surah Hamd. We would come back from office and spend at least 2 to 3 hours every day discussing and trying to understand what Allama Tabatabai was trying to present through his Tafsir. At the end of the month, we realized there is so much about Islam that we have misunderstood and need to correct our belief system dramatically. We decided to take a break from our work life for a few years and move to Iran to study about Islam. I think coming to Iran was the best decision of our life. However, we had our own challenges while coming to Iran. We faced a lot of heat from our friends and our extended family. Some of our friends commented, "You have ruined your life with your own hands." Our relatives thought we were stupid that after having such high education degrees, 10 years of multinational corporation experiences, instead of growing in our career and taking giant steps, we were regressing and downgrading ourselves. However, we took the giant leap of faith and moved to Iran. There was so much to learn that we fell short on 24 hours a day. We had the opportunity to meet the great scholars and see them live Islam in their day-to-day life. We had the opportunity to study their point of view about other isms of the world. We saw how some of the seminary students here were living their life according to the Islamic worldview and were content with their life. Rather, not just content with their life, but were happy with their life. Let me narrate the story of a seminary student here. The weather here in Hausa is extreme. In summers, it goes up to 47 degrees Celsius, and in winter, it goes down to minus 10 degrees. He owned a regular motorbike. If they had to go to Haram or to the doctor or any other place, he would take his family, wife and 3 kids, on the bike. Irrespective of the extreme weather, the extreme weather would constantly cause their children to fall sick. The dry summer would cause them chest congestions due to all the dust in the air. They would have to administer salbutamol inhaler pumps to the kids for as long as a month to keep things under control. This was no exception during the winter as well. They used to manage with whatever warm clothes they had. They were direly in need of a car. He happens to go to a particular place for tabligh and was anticipating a certain amount as hadiya. The hadiya was to be received at the end of the tabligh of 10 days. At that time, Yemen was under attack and the children were starving to death in Yemen. He got a call from his wife and they discussed about Yemen. She suggested, "Why don't we donate some amount to Yemen?" He agreed and said, "Let's donate 10% of this hadiya to Yemen." That 10% hadiya was equal to their 1 month's expenses. This is a live example of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses in this dunya and the akhirah when someone doesn't act for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same evening, one of the localites visited him and handed him a gift pack. It had a bottle of perfume and this exact 10% that they had decided to give to Yemen. He says he was so overwhelmed by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, since he had only made the intention and had not yet donated it, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already delivered an equivalent amount to him. He was so overwhelmed that then and there he decided to donate even that gift as well to Yemen. He says, next he got invited from a place that he had least expected and got a hadiya that was many times more than the previous place. That hadiya was enough for him to buy a car. He was extremely happy that he can give that comfort to his family and his children don't have to suffer the weather anymore. However, when he arrived home, the situation in Yemen worsened and the pictures of children dying were heart-wrecking. The couple sat down and discussed, how can they help Yemen? They concluded, if I cannot bear to see my children fall sick during peak summer and winter times, imagine the plight of a mother who watches their children die every day, bit by bit, in their arms, out of hunger. The next day, he goes to the Marja's office and donates all the money to Yemen. With this money, he could have bought a car, and if he did not buy a car, this money would have sufficed him for at least 3 years of expenses and comb, considering the simple life they lived. They continued using their motorbike for another year. His wife suffered from acute backaches, but she says, "When I think of the plight of the mother watching her children die bit by bit every day, this backache did not bother me anymore. Kids continued to fall sick. Nothing changed." Next year, he got invited for Tabligh again, and he got a similar amount this time. On returning home, they had finalized that they would buy the car. However, a picture made rounds on the internet. Four kids sitting next to their mother who passed away, and the kids have either not realized that their mother is dead or that they have no idea what to do about their dead mother. Both of them saw the picture. Both of them silently cried. 2 days later, the wife tells the husband, "That picture is bothering me. I have not been able to sleep for the last two nights. Is it possible that we donate this hadiah as well to Yemen?" The husband replied, "I so much wanted to donate the money to Yemen, but I thought you may not agree since your backache has intensified and the kids have been falling sick too." She said, "Don't worry about the backache. It is nothing compared to the plight of those children." The next day, again, he went to the Marja's office and donated all the money to Yemen again. That money, if not more, it was at least equal to the previous amount. I cannot explain what I felt like when I heard this story. There are still such people who prioritize others' comfort upon theirs. There are such people who live their lives for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are still such people who live their life as per the guidance of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam in Islam. The Holy Quran says, those who do infaq, these are the ones who are on the guidance from their Lord, and these are the ones who are the felicitous ones. Verse number 5 and Surah Baqarah, it says, those follow their Lord's guidance, and it is they who are the felicitous. There is no doubt that moving to Hausa would prepare us for this ideology, that everything we do would be for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is truly a migration from darkness towards light. Minaz zulumate ila nur. Inshallah, we will cover the rest of the content in the next chapter. Until then, iltimas-e dua, khuda hafiz.